Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, I know a lot of you, certainly the eagle-eared listeners, will be, can you have eagle-eared listeners? I mean, eagles would have great ears, wouldn't they? I know they see their prey, but they probably hear it as well. If you were a rat, and you were standing next to an eagle that just landed, and you thought, well, I better not move, and then maybe you scraped your foot. You know, sometimes you do that when the teacher goes, nobody move, and out of sheer panic, you just accidentally scrape your foot along. Goldstein! That sort of thing. I wonder if... I don't even know what I'm talking about. What a show we've got coming up your way. Where was that going? And it begins with very upset and annoyed Spurs fans. Of course, Spurs crashing out of the Champions League to Leipzig. And this is what Tottenham fans had to say on my show, even though I wasn't there. Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday, Thursday, at 10 p.m. on last night's show.
Ball goes into the air, it runs loose. Adams is there, Forsberg is there, and RB Leipzig have a third. But there were two great escapes 12 months ago. Tonight, the toothless have been struck by the ruthless.
Right from top to bottom, there's no one single blame here. Daniel Levy, for me, yes, he's got a magnificent stadium, but what's out on the pitch right now does not reflect anywhere near the quality of the stadium. They brought in a manager that clearly has been magnificent over the last 15 to 20 years. But that appointment just sums up what Levy's trying to do. He's trying to... do we get Jose in? That has said it at the time. That... was a bad appointment for Spurs. That was not the way they wanted to go. They need to go in a different direction. And now you watch this football. What we're seeing now is going to, for me, it's going to implode. I think that the car crash is yet to happen. Tonight is the one of the wheels has come off tonight, maybe two. But over the last 3 or 4 weeks, you've seen the punches. You wait in the summer, unless they're going to invest in this squad. And if you're Harry Kane, what are you thinking?
In my opinion, the likes of Kane and Son. You know, genuinely, I'm Tottenham through and through. If they wanted to go somewhere else to actually win some trophies, I honestly wouldn't blame them. Our ship has sailed, I'm afraid, and it pains me to say this, and the only way that we can move on to this next level is to get an owner in who is prepared to invest in the squad. This is my thoughts on Mourinho is this. When we got him in, I actually was happy about it, and I'll tell you why. Because Pochettino did an amazing job. He really did. He brought along players, improved them low end. But towards the end, the transfers were not that great. Serge Aurier, Davinson Sanchez, they're not fit for purpose. We got to 2 cup finals. We got to about 3 semi-finals in 5 years. He never got us over the line in any of them. He should never have started Kane and Winks in the Champions League final. I remember the semi-final against Chelsea, he had Son at left wing back. So his ability to get teams over the final line is where the only thing I'd question him about. And where he ends up next is going to be the true vindication of Enoch as owners and Pochettino as a coach. Because if we go somewhere where they back him with some serious money, then we're going to truly see if Pochettino can win trophies and Enoch's policies and ownership of this club, or it's the final validation.
It pains me to agree with Jason, because I normally listen to him and I don't agree with him, but for once I actually agree with him. So I could sit here all night talking to you. I've got 2 points I want to make. Enoch / Daniel Levy have made this club into an absolute car crash from top to bottom. They sold us the dream with the new stadium and they have delivered an absolute nightmare. They let Pochettino down, they've let the fans down. complete neglect for the football side of the club. I got an email from Spurs official web. I'm a seat to go, so I get the emails. I got an email about 6 o'clock Saturday night during the Burnley game, offering me priority tickets for a Lady Gaga concert and a summertime ball at the new White Hart Lane. They've turned us into a cash cow just to earn money after money after money and to not invest. And my second point is Jose Mourinho. When he came in November, all smiles and laughter, I said to my pals, I said, we'll see the real Jose Mourinho in 3 or 4 months. Let's give it till February or March. What we are seeing now is the real Jose Mourinho.
Next up, we can check in with Alan Brazil and find out whether or not his alarm clock went off, and more importantly, if he actually got up. Because he was doing the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show alongside Ali McCoist, and they are live from, well, it says here, Cheltenham, but we all know what it should say is live from a pub.
My great pal, Sati Singh, who serves the best Indian food, right? We're playing Celtic, run about New Year's Day, what year it was, I can't remember. And the Sati says to his wife, I don't care what happens, the Rangers' first goal scorer, I'm naming my son. If it's a son, he didn't know. If it's a son, I'm naming my first son, or the son after the first goal scorer for Rangers. Anyway, Rangers take the lead at Celtic Park. I think we eventually win the game 4-2. Unfortunately for Mrs. Singh, Mark Haley didn't score it. Ian Gerrard didn't score it. One of the Ukrainians scored it.
Oh, no.
And sadly, It wasn't even Alexei Mikhailchenko. It was Oleg Kuznetsov. So running about for the next 5 or 6 years in the restaurant as a young pup was Oleg Singh. Right? No. I'm telling you. One of the loveliest lads you'll ever meet. He still works in the restaurant. He's turned into a lovely, lovely young man. But he has received so much, as you can imagine, off everybody. Oleg Singh. I look at Mrs. Singh, and she actually said to me, Ali, why did you not score? I mean, I could have accepted Alistair Singh, but no Oleg Singh.
Now on to the Jim White Show, except it wasn't the Jim White Show. It was the Natalie Sawyer Show, alongside Katie Price's ex-husband, Simon Jordan, and Alexander's son, Gary O'Neill. Good show, this one.
The most important thing is we have a very significant disease that's an epidemic that has the potential to be a pandemic. And what we have to do is we have to stop this disease in its tracks. And the only way you can do it is isolate it. So If that means that sport, where huge amounts of people gather, has to go behind closed doors, that's what it means. End of discussion. Now, the idea that the sporting authorities, the DCMS, with no government minister representation at the meeting yesterday, so it's not that high on the level, and the sporting authorities and broadcasters met to consider what are our next stages. The idea that conspiracy theories are saying that potentially games are not going to be put behind closed doors until Liverpool win the Premier League is nonsense, because the chief medical officer of this country is not going to sit there and put his name to something that is only based upon Liverpool being able to assume their rightful place as champions of England at Anfield, and then of course we'll go behind closed doors.
Look, I mean, that sounds ludicrous.
It is ludicrous, right? You know, and you know, the guy's got a Hippocratic oath and position, and is far greater than football or any other sport. The idea that England is somehow dragging its feet, I always look to what's happening in Germany. They are the intellectual capital behind the European Union and everything that goes in it, hence the reason why we probably wanted to be out of it. But their economy is something you can benchmark. They're pragmatic, they're sensible in their thinking, and they have more cases than we do. They have more, I think they're the second or third most cases. They've not closed down the Bundesliga. But when we look at it and say, you know, things like the misnomers around the blackout, the 3 p.m. blackout, and I being able to broadcast games at 3 o'clock. It's not a law. It's not the law of this country. It was a Football League directive put in place by Bob Lord, the old mill owner of Burnley back in the 60s, where he convinced all the other football club owners, hang on a second, if we start showing games at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to affect attendances. Mm-hmm. And it's just rolled on over the years and been an unchallenged given. So you can, if you need to, in extraordinary circumstances, which these will be, broadcast all the games, if we need to broadcast all the games, to bridge the gap between those that want to see football and those that now can't because of the need to isolate. Now, the mechanics behind it are, if you, you know, I've done a little bit of analysis without boring people's feet to sleep. If the idea, and let me just dispel a myth, right? If anybody thinks the Premier League are going to come riding over the horizon and give anybody any money, like the League One, League Two clubs, despite the debate around solidarity payments, I think they need to. If they think that's going to happen, they need to go back and bed and sleep on it
so
and wake up in the morning.
Not going to be the knight in shining armour.
I don't think so. Right, I think there's some stuff going around about solidarity arguments and solidarity payments that may come down from the Premier League. I don't see it happening. But let's get the basis of it. If the Premier League shuts down for two games for 2 weeks, that's going to cost about £25 million, i.e. lack of gate receipts to the clubs. Because each game, the average attendance in the Premier League is 36,000. 75,000 at Old Trafford, 10,000 at the Vitality. Mm-hmm. The average football attendance in the Premier League is 36,000. So two games is 76,000. It's 736,000 fans will watch two games, two fixture lists of 10 games, mm-hmm. i.e. A full Premier League rota, and that will amount to about £25 million in gate receipts. So the each Premier League club, if they would go behind closed doors, would probably lose about £2 million quid. Right? With respect, if they can afford to pay Antonio Conte £25 million to buzz off, some of these football clubs can absorb that within the confines of their framework. And that's mm-hmm. assuming that they have to kick back all the money that's been paid in season ticket revenues, i.e. to the fans that bought season tickets. They'll be able to get around that if they want to by force majeure, which is basically acts of God, and season tickets will be bought with that in mind, which is if something happens and you can't go and watch a game, you can't reclaim it.
Now, I mentioned on yesterday's podcast that Hawksby and Jacobs, Paul and Andy, were live from Cheltenham. One of the questions no one was asking me was Andy Jacobs' puppet, Sockley Park, going to be alongside them? And of course, as no one cares, I'm not even going to answer that one.
We saw him a little while ago chatting about Only Fools and Horses, and who knows, the West End musical, you can never tell.
But it's been a huge success.
Huge success, yeah, extended West End run. And joining us now, the co-writer of the show, with many of the songs, and indeed playing Grandad, Paul Whitehouse. Hi, Paul.
I'm all right, how are you doing? I'm so stuck in it now, I can't. That's how I talk. You can hear it in my voice. And I was listening to Simon Jordan earlier. I thought, he doesn't get a sore throat, does he? And he never stops.
Well, that's true.
It's gone great, though, Paul. Just before you started, you came and saw us. And we said, never tell, can you? Never tell what's going to take and what isn't.
No,
people,
I mean,
love the show.
It's not my world at all. You know, that West End theatre world, I don't know. Didn't know anything about it, but what we've done is managed to reach the TV audience, you know, the people who've loved Only Fools, and it's got through to them, and it's been really successful, and it's a joy to do, and it's a privilege, really, you know.
One of the other things is so many people who go to West End shows are tourists. They're probably not even familiar with Only Fools and Horses, but this must have a life beyond this. You say the TV audience have found it, but, you know, to do well with a West End show, people must be coming along without really not knowing the kind of background to it and still enjoying it as a standalone show.
Well, I don't think we get, like hordes of tourists, but I do know we get people coming who bring friends who aren't familiar with the show, and people from other countries who come courtesy of British friends. But I don't think we've made the leap yet, you know, where hordes of American tourists are coming. Hey, glad to see you. Oh, is Trigger on tonight? You know, lovely jubbly Christy. No, I don't think we've got there yet, but you never know.
Now, I must say, I started getting really addicted to the fishing show. I just thought it was the most wonderful bit of television.
Ah, well, thank you very
much. It really, it always sounds bad when somebody blows smoke like this, but it's a brilliant show. It really is.
Well, he might be listening now, Bob. He's on tour. He's always got Talk Sport on, if only to shout at the radio, you know. But,
but just the relationship between you and also the beautiful places that you fish.
Yeah, I mean, it is beautiful. And it's on your doorstep. That's the thing, Andy. You know?
Incredible.
I mean, it's all there.
It's not difficult
to access. The Y is extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah,
we don't want to talk it up too much because too many people go there then.
Yeah,
you know, that's the problem, isn't it?
Are you doing another series? Please say
well,
yes.
Well, yeah, we are. We've done a couple of episodes, and then I'm going to take a bit of a break from Only Fools and do the rest of the series, and then I'll go back and do Only Fools if people are still going. Which reminds me, actually, Alan Brazil, I'd love to go to the show, Paul. I'd love that. It'd be great. And David Seaman, I would love to come. They didn't turn no shows. They're no shows.
Oh, really? Well, Alan, that's not a surprise.
I know, but Ali McCoy said he'd have my Spurs ticket. I said, well, you'd have to come to the Theatre Royal. Hey, Mark, no, he'd be there, Paul. Great. No show. So there's only you two left.
I'm Paul Coyte, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Now, there was no me or Adrian Durham on drive.
But there was me.
Yep, Danny Kelly was in the hot seat alongside Darren Goff for another edition, and a fine one at that, of Drive Time on TalkSport with them two.
And me.
Yeah, I'm just giving your name a little mention, Danny.
Oh, sorry. Let's start with Aston Villa. The game, I was working last night here on TalkSport with Simon Jordan and others, and so I'm looking at the game with the sound down, and at times it looked like a training exercise for Leicester City. I could not see Aston Villa getting out of their own half, and in the end, a 4-0 defeat is really, Darren, that they've lost 4 points there, the three they didn't get in the match, plus they've made their goal difference worse than the teams above them, which it wasn't before. They were poor.
They were poor, and other than a fight back, and I've got to give them credit for that, by the way, in a Carabao Cup, because once you're 2-0 down to Manchester City, they
anything
can,
could happen, yeah.
That could have been easily 6-7-0, couldn't it? And it could have been an embarrassment for them. Their season would have been just about over, coming back from that. But they came back into that game. They had that little huddle, didn't they, after the game? Well, well done, lads. You've lost the game, but do you know something? You showed terrific fight. You show that type of spirit. You defend like that for the rest of the season. We'll be staying up in the Premier League. Well, that didn't last long, did it? Played against Leicester. Mistakes again, whether it be from the goalkeeper or their defenders, and they lose the game, and they are well and truly in the poo-poo.
And what we'll be asking very, very soon, Aston Villa fans can join us, is it over-emotional? Is it too late to be getting on Dean Smith's back? They've kind of tied themselves to that horse now, Aston Villa. They can't change at this stage, surely, even though they're running, Darren. I've just got it here in front of me, and it's causing me, I'm not even a Villa fan, I'm turning slightly away from it. It's so brutal.
Well, that's it for another podcast. No, it's not. I'm just playing with you, of course, because it's time now for the best bits of Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar without me. It was Adam Cattrall and Jason. Oh, why have you bleeped that? I just said. Ah, you've done it again. That's his name, though. You can't. Oh, if you're going to keep bleeping it, I won't bother saying it. Anyway, this was them talking on my show with you.
And Jason, I didn't mean to quote you. Listen, you played for Spurs. I know, at the end of the day, something has happened. And I know you're a Chelsea fan, and I'm a Tottenham fan, and I'm very passionate.
Just hold on 1 second, Lee.
Just 1 second, Lee. Just 1 second,
are
mate.
You going to play good, Jack?
No, just 1 second, Lee. Just 1 second, mate. Yeah. When we rock and roll, records wake him up. Yeah. When the ball's knock, England and the cup. Yeah. When the kids are banging on his door. Yeah. When the bomber won't serve him anymore.
We can serve a fantastic season, can't we?
They beat you three times this year. You've played them four times. They beat you three times convincingly this year.
Well, they haven't. You're using the Carabao Cup. Come on, that was we won the tie, didn't we? They won one half of that game.
But they beat you, they beat you at your place.
We won the competition again. So I'm not having that.
Yeah, but hang on. You played them four times this year. You've beaten them brilliantly at Old Trafford. You beat them brilliantly in the first round of the Carabao Cup. They went up to your place in the league and absolutely pulled your pants down. In the second leg, they beat you at your place 1-0, and you never looked like you were going to even trouble them at any point. And then at the weekend just gone, you were nowhere near it.
Well, at the end of the season, Adam, you know very well that City will end up with, what, 2-3 trophies?
Hold on.
They're not going to end up with anything, and they're potentially not going to get into Europe either. So,
sorry,
you know, you just look at the way they celebrate at the end.
Second,
it was their
mate.
Cup
Nigel.
Final.
Nigel.
And
Nigel.
It's what City used to do 10 years ago. Nigel, the tables have turned. Nigel. Manchester is blue.
Nigel, 1 second, mate. I've just received a club statement here from Manchester City.
You been serious?
Yeah. Apparently the game's been postponed. The decision to postpone tonight's game has been taken precautionary measure on a medical advice after it emerged that personnel from Arsenal FC have come into contact with Olympiacos owner, who has been named as positive case of COVID-19. Manchester City wishes Mr. Manoukas a speedy recovery, and further information will follow in the coming days about rescheduling dates, but supporters advise not to travel to the Etihad Stadium for this fixture.
Yeah, it's official. It's on the official
site. The Manchester
City
game against Arsenal tomorrow night, or tonight as it is, has been postponed. God dear, that's that is what you call breaking news.
Well, to be fair, that kind of all sits in line with what we were talking about earlier on with the situation that is currently in Italy. We were talking about whether we should be taking action now or waiting for 10 days,
that's,
2 weeks in order.
Quite remarkable, isn't it?
The right thing to do, though.
Well, that's nearly it.
You haven't told him about Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcast.
Why are you still in here, Danny?
No, I enjoyed listening to you.
Okay, well, you've told him anyway. Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcast is how you can download this one for free.
Yeah, for free.
I just said that, Danny. Jeez.
Sorry.
That's okay. Before I go, let me tell you about live Champions League football. It continues. PSG against Dortmund from 6 p.m. on TalkSport 2. And, of course, Liverpool will be in action in the Champions League. They'll be playing Atletico Madrid. So there's lots and lots of football, but as always, one number to dial to have your say on my show. That's from 10 p.m. and it goes to the Sports Bar, a phone-in show, primarily for the first hour, where Liverpool fans can have their say on the night's football. But that's it for another podcast thing. I'm back tonight, and tonight being Wednesday, on Drive Time alongside Darren Goff. Until then, until we speak again, until we see each other again. In fact, let's hope we never see each other. I mean, I don't mind from afar or behind glass like Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, you know, but I certainly don't need to get any closer. I'm more than happy, you know, afar to go, hello, Clary, or whatever your name is, but that's it. If you see me on the underground or in public places, just leave me alone. Honestly, I'm only joking. Actually, I'm not. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.